This morning, rising tensions between India and Pakistan led the U.S. State Department to advise its non-essential personnel in India to leave the country. The 60,000 other Americans in India were urged to go as well. All non-essential U.S. embassy staff in Pakistan were ordered home more than 2 months ago. Secretary of State Colin Powell emphasized that leaving India is completely voluntary.
Those non-essential personnel and their family members who believe that they should leave or would prefer to leave would be authorized to leave, and we will take care of them in their departure. There are tens of thousands of American citizens in both countries, and they will make their own decision. We are also reinforcing our travel advisory, warning people that this is probably not the best place to visit and travel to at the moment.
Secretary of State Colin Powell speaking today to the BBC. Two Americans traveling to the region in the coming days, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and Assistant Secretary of State Richard Armitage, both have diplomatic meetings in India and Pakistan. The State Department says it does not know how many Americans plan to leave India because of the warning.
Joining us now is Beth Ann Mosco. She works for the U.S. Agency for International Development in Delhi. She's a single mom, and she's right now at the bar in the U.S. Embassy. Hello, Ms. Mosco.
Yes, I'm here.
Are you leaving India?
I've decided for me that it's a good choice for me to leave India.
Why?
A couple of reasons. Number one, as a single parent, I need to make sure that my son feels comfortable and feels safe. He's only 4 years old. I don't want him to ever feel nervous about anything. Number two, I've worked in very stressful war environments, and I don't want to go through, you know, being here to the bitter end. I think that for my own sort of peace of mind and for the peace of mind of my son, it just makes sense that we probably leave as soon as possible.
What is the mood there? Is there a great deal of concern among Americans there that this conflict may spin out of control?
I think the mood is almost a little bit of relief that finally we have some guidance in terms of what's happening. There's been a lot of speculation. People are happy that they have the option to go. There are a lot of people. It's a very difficult decision to make because we do leave behind colleagues, friends. We're all hoping that within probably 60 or 90 days we'll be able to come back. But there are a lot of unknown factors and a lot of speculation going on.
Mm-hmm. Is it concern about a conventional conflict, or is the underlying concern about a nuclear war?
I think the concern is really just the unknown. I mean, I think the concern is that, you know, there's so many possibilities. We just don't know.
What's the mood like among Indians that you work with or that you see in your day-to-day life?
I think it's actually very interesting because I've asked many Indians, you know, what their opinion is. And I think part of it is they've lived with tensions and conflicts between these two nations for a long time. So I think the mood has been, oh, this will probably pass as well. I think today's announcement probably, you know, raises the level of concern. This is their country.
And when does your plane depart?
I have got reservations to leave on Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. So you'll still be in the country for a few days.
That's right. And I wanted to make sure that I could get all of my affairs in order. I've got, you know, a lot of projects here. I want to make sure that I have to be fair to the people who are still going to stay here and make sure that, you know, when I go back to Washington, that I'll still be able to keep in touch with folks and monitor and manage our projects from Washington.
So there's no sense of panic there.
I think a sense of panic doesn't help. I think probably we watch the news, and there's if you watch the news, it could easily evoke a lot of panic. But it doesn't serve any of us to be panicked. Nobody knows, and let's just manage this the best way possible.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Beth Ann Mosco works for the U.S. Agency for International Development in Delhi.